Hello? Is Dr. Hurt there, please?
No, he's not. He's at the Rockefeller Institute.
The Rockefeller Institute?
Of Government.
In New York or in Albany?
Albany.
I see.
Are you in Albany?
No, I'm down on Long Island.
Oh.
Could you give me his telephone number?
Yes, it's 472-1300.
472-1300. Mm-hmm. Are you Mrs. Hurd?
Yes.
I'm Carl Hartzell down here at Stony Brook.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some discussion about doing a history of the early years of Stony Brook, its
mm-hmm.
Creation and early development.
Mm-hmm.
And they've asked me to interview some of the key people
mm-hmm.
who were responsible for its appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And I am coming up to Albany the weekend of the 20th and 21st to see my son, who's a professor there at Albany.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if it would be possible for me to talk with Dr. Hurd.
Well, I would imagine so.
Do you plan to be there during the Christmas
holidays? Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
He may remember me because I was the person who interviewed him for the chapter on agriculture of the history of New York State on the home front World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Called the Empire State at War, World War II. And I was also the acting head here at Stony Brook for 3 years, from 62 to 65,
mm-hmm.
when he was director of the budget.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, he probably will remember. Let's see, between now and then, I was just about to call him because I had to have the car today and the other one's in the garage, and I was just about to call him. I was leaving to pick him up.
I see.
I will tell him you called, and if you drop him a note.
All right, why don't I do that?
He can.
Martha Downing gave me his address there in Loudonville.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Should I write him there?
Yes, that's right. He's just a part-time volunteer at the Rockefeller Institute of Government. He has no office.
I see. Well, mm-hmm. he would make a good one, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. I will drop him a note and
mm-hmm.
possibly include a few questions so that he can be thinking them over.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to be in the trustee's office there on Monday.
Coming Monday?
No, not this coming Monday. It's Monday the 22nd, December
22nd.
So I would want to mm-hmm. see him on the 22nd, 23rd, or 24th.
Mm-hmm.
One of those days.
Mm-hmm. Monday 22nd, 23rd, or 24th.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm certain that he would be available one of those days.
One of the days.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fine. And thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Goodbye.
Hello? May I speak with Mr. Lawrence Murray, please? Larry, this is a voice out of the past. This is Carl Hartzell down at Stony Brook. I'm fine, thank you. How are you? Well, that's good. I'm retired, and there has been some discussion down here of doing a brief history of the early days of Stony Brook. they've put that aside, but in canvassing the situation, they found that quite a few people are no longer in the land of the living. And it sure do.
December 22nd, 1986, going over files in Martha Downey's office, the Board of Trustees of the State University of New York in Albany, files made available by Muriel Huber, H-U-B-E-R. Files in trustees' offices that are relevant to Stony Brook, made available through Martha Downey by Muriel Huber, under SUNY units, pink labels, A file on the university at Stony Brook, 1957 to present. Another, medical center, prepared for Stony Brook, 1964. Under SUNY units inactive, yellow labels, Long Island College, dash, Hearing Ray Science and Engineering, February 10, 1956, and June 2, 55. Another folder, Long Island, the College on, 1955-6. Another folder, Long Island College Suggestions for Site, 1955-56, including Melville property. Another folder, Long Island College Miscellaneous Conversations and Discussions, F.C. Moore, chairman of the board. And then under SUNY General, yellow labels, Carlson, William S. President, resignation 1958. Another folder, Carlson, General, 1955 to 1958. Another folder, Hamilton, Thomas H. President, 1959. Another folder, Hamilton, Thomas H. President, 1960. And another one for Hamilton, 1961. And under General, Melville Ward, the subjects under the heading Melville Ward include architecture, the name of the college, groundbreaking at Stony Brook, April 8, 1960, dredging in Oldfield, regrets of Mr. Melville on having given the land in a letter of 12 September 61 to Slocum. The troubles with President Lee, a plea for independence of the state university from other state departments, Mr. Melville's unhappiness about the construction fund, the problem of protecting the trees on the campus, student destruction of property, the need for an iron hand in administering the campus, the acquisition of Flax Pond, and the moving of the railroad.